Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin, and I am here to wish you all a very big welcome back to Details of the Wake Up Call on this Friday, September the 23rd, 2016. And I'm speaking to you, as always, all the way from halfway around the world in Malaysia. Well, those of you who have listened to my show for some time or who know about it and me will know of my visceral hatred for the mainstream media. And my strong advice to you all, ignore them as much as you can, and where you can't, just don't believe anything that you hear as a matter of principle. And for the latest example of why much of the US population has lost trust in the mainstream media, consider the latest snafu in which CBC News was caught editing a video clip and transcript to remove a Bill Clinton comment that Hillary Clinton, quote-unquote, frequently fainted in the past. Bill Clinton was with CBS's Charlie Rose last Monday to try to clear the air around questions regarding his wife's health after she collapsed while getting into a van at a 9/11 memorial ceremony a week ago last Sunday. Well, it didn't quite work out as desired, as the Daily Caller reported first. When asked if there was any chance her faintness on Sunday could be a sign of some more serious illness, Bill Clinton said he didn't believe that was the case. Quote, "Well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because frequently, well, not frequently really, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of thing happened to her when she got severely dehydrated, and she's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State, as a senator, and in the past year since." End of quote. However, the final edit of the CBS Evening News version cut Clinton's use of the word frequently out. Furthermore, according to a review by The Hill of the official transcript released by the network, shows that Clinton saying frequently, well, not frequently, is omitted as well. Okay, so lots more to talk about. Please do have a thought about signing up and signing in, and you will find the tab for donations on the left of the Podbean page. And so it remains for me, Richard Martin, to wish you all a great weekend ahead. And until Monday, take care and bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.